This is Ellie Conlin interviewing Mrs. Mildred Fairfax on February 23rd, 2008 at Jerusalem Baptist Church. And Mrs. Fairfax, can you tell us when and where you were born?
I was born in a place called Marlington, West Virginia, on April the 23rd, 1928.
And how long have you lived in Roanoke, and like which streets and neighborhoods did you live in?
I've lived in Roanoke for 55 years, and I lived on Royal Avenue Southwest for 17 years, and then we moved to my present address, Kershaw Road, Roanoke. In 1969, I left Royal Avenue and went to Kershaw Road, and that's where I reside now.
Tell me about your parents and brothers and sisters, and do you have any extended family members living around here?
My mother was Cora Jackson, my father was Orson Jackson, and they lived in Opa-locka, Florida. Well, they lived in White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia for a number of years, and then they moved to Florida and during the World War II, and lived there. My mother was 97 years old. She passed in 2005. My father passed in 1962, August 1962, Florida. And I have a sister that lives in White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia, and a stepsister that lives in Florida, Linda Reed, lives in Florida now, and my brother, Reginald Jackson, he passed in 2006. So I don't have anyone in Roanoke kin to me.
Can you describe your house for us? Like, was it brick, and do you have a garden?
Yes, the house on Royal Avenue was brick. It had a front porch, and we had basement, attic, big attic, everything. Big house, four bedrooms, and two baths, and a half in the half bath in the basement. It was really a nice house. And we decided to move and get a smaller house after children grew up and went to school.
What kind of activities did you participate in?
Well, when my children were in school and we had to at one time I had four PTAs a month I had to go to. I had to go to different schools. They were all four in different schools. I had to go to four different PTAs. That kept me busy. And I headed, helped a lady named Arlisa Long, and I were friends, and we used to have Bible school here at Jerusalem in the 50s, and she and I headed to Bible school, and we had it at 10 o'clock in the morning, from 10 to 12, and we always, every day we sold, after Bible school, we had hot dogs and sodas and cookies for a whole week. That was a lot of fun. And now they have to have Bible school in the evenings because they have to wait till people get off from work to get teachers or people to help with Bible school. But we weren't working then. We could have it in the daytime. And I bowled. I belonged to a bowling league. And did a lot of fun things. And I always enjoyed having the picnics we had, church picnics we had each year.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lot of fun.
Okay, it does sound like fun. What kind of work did you and your family do?
My husband was a bartender, and then he took another extra job after our children started to college, and I've worked as an aide, like a teacher's aide. I started out as a teacher's aide in the schools, and then I was laid off for a while, and I started in operational service, and then I retired from the schools in 1989.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us about your school life? Like, where did you attend school, and like, how did you get there? Like, the transportation. Mm-hmm.
In Marlington, West Virginia, I was doing integration, and we had to go somewhere. We didn't have enough black children to build a high school,
mm-hmm.
so we could go anywhere in the state of West Virginia, or I think we could go to other states too, but we could go anywhere we wanted to, and they paid us and they paid the school. So I went to Huntington, West Virginia, attended Douglas High School, graduated. And I didn't go to college, really. I wanted to go, but and then my mother was sick, and my grandparents raised me. My grandparents in West Virginia raised me. So I didn't go, so I got married. I married, and
mm-hmm.
later on I didn't go to college.
So you finished high school and everything?
Yes.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Douglas High in Huntington, West Virginia.
And did any of your family members attend college?
Before me, my parents, no.
Oh, any siblings?
My children.
Well, anyone in your family?
Oh, yeah. All my children went to college. I have four children.
Wow.
And they all went to college, man.
Describe your home life. Like, did you gather around the radio in the evening? Did you gather around in the radio in the evening?
When I was young, yeah, that's all we had was a radio, one radio in the living room, and we sometimes, but we had to get our lessons and all, but we would listen to the radio in the evenings, yes.
Do you remember when you got like a telephone or a refrigerator or anything like that?
Well, when I was young, growing up with my grandparents, my grandfather worked for the C&O Railroad, and we had a pretty good life, and we had the phone that a lot of people were on the same line, and you had to get central to, you know, you rang it and
right.
get central, and but it was a lot of people on the line. I think it about five or six people, seven people. Everybody had a different ring. And people would come to our house to use the telephone and all. But it was all. That was when I was young, growing up.
Really? When you were younger, did you used to sit on the porch in the evening?
Yes, we always sit on the porch in the evening. If we had company, we had to sit on the steps.
Mm-hmm.
We had a swing. Swing, I loved that swing. Mm-hmm.
What kind of chores did you have to do around your house or your neighborhood?
We had to wash dishes and make up beds and all. I remember doing too many chores because my grandmother, we couldn't please her, you know, we wouldn't do it right. I don't remember having too many chores, but I know I did have to wash dishes and make up beds and dust the floor, a few things, dust.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you, spouse, sibling, or any of your children serve in the military? And
just my husband did. My husband was in World War II.
What part of the military? Like
Army.
Army.
Mm-hmm. Army.
What types of businesses and shops did you and your family frequently visit?
Oh, we shopped at Kroger's store. When we lived on Roar Avenue, we could walk to the Kroger store on 13th Street, I think, mm-hmm. Southwest. And then they had some little stores around our house. They had about three different stores, little stores that we
right.
But downtown, Roanoke, we had to do all our shopping. That was before the malls were built.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to Lazarus and Smartware and Saks and Leggett's. All the stores were downtown. I frequent all of them.
How often did
Sydney's.
Really? How often did you go downtown to shop?
I guess every week. And then at Christmas time, that's where we all had to shop. We had to shop downtown at Christmas time. Mm-hmm.
That's cool. What is your fondest childhood memory, like a favorite holiday or vacation or a gift you may have received?
We liked the summertime when school was out, and then I loved Christmas time and all the holidays. But Christmas was a favorite, I think. And I had an aunt that, she didn't have any children, and she would give us toys. I could get anything I wanted. I just asked her, I'd get it from this aunt. Mm-hmm. But,
did it snow a lot where you grew up around Christmas time? Did it snow a lot around where you grew up?
Yes, it did snow a lot when I was growing up in West Virginia. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of snow. Snow, and I had to walk. We had to walk to school. We didn't have school buses, and
right.
We didn't have an automobile. My grandpa didn't have one. We rode cabs, or walked.
Mm-hmm.
We had to walk everywhere.
Mm-hmm. What kind of work have you done throughout your life?
Just in this, when I was in high school in Huntington, West Virginia, these people had me, I had this little job after school that they had a little baby, and all I had to do was, every day I'd go there and I'd have to wash the baby clothes, and which they had a washing machine, and then I'd dry them, and I had to fold them up, put them in this little basket, and take them up to the nursery. I did that after school when I was in high school. It was a little job I had. And then the Green Bar Hotel in White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia. I ran the elevator for a number of years from the swimming pool to the clinic, and did that until we moved to Roanoke. When we moved to Roanoke, I didn't work at first because my children were small, And then I went to work in 1961 at the schools, and I stayed there. I retired.
Which schools did you work at?
Well, I worked at a lot of them. I started out at Preston Park School, and then they had me like a floater. You know, I'd go to different schools, different days a week. I went to Highland Park, Crystal Springs, Grandin Road, Wasina, different one. And then, but when I retired from Patrick Henry in 1989.
Did you used to use the public library, or do you still use it?
Well, not so much after I moved to Roanoke. I did when I was in Huntington, West Virginia. Mm-hmm. I was in school. I used the library, but not too much after I moved to Roanoke. My children did.
Describe any cultural events that happened in Roanoke. Like, do you remember entertainers who used to come to perform? Or any, like, local fairs or sports games or something like that?
Yes, I remember Duke Ellington and when the old American Legion, I think it was, that burned down in downtown Northeast, I think it was down there. And they used to have big bands like Duke Ellington, Cab Calloway, and Ella Fitzgerald. We used to come from West Virginia over here to see them. And what did you say? Other band? What other events you said?
Like fairs or?
Oh yeah,
games?
The fair. Yeah, I would go to the fair and. They used to have a show named Silas Green, you know, would come every year to Roanoke in West Virginia. They travel around. We always liked that. But, yeah, we went to all the activities that were going on. And my oldest daughter was a major red in the Addison Band. I didn't miss any of the games. Didn't miss any football games. My oldest daughter went to Addison, and my other two daughters, they went to Jefferson High School, Lee Junior and Jefferson High School. And then when we moved in 69, my son had to go to Wim Fleming. Mm-hmm. He wanted to go to Jefferson, but he had to go to Wim Fleming. And then those schools closed in the 70s.
Mm-hmm. Who were some of the strong community leaders around then, and what role did they play?
What mothers?
Strong community leaders, like.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, the pastor of this church, Reverend Hunter, and Miss Estelle McCadden, she's downstairs. That was Reverend Hunter's daughter. She's still a member of this church. And. But I do remember Miss McCadden. She was a strong leader. Mrs. Hunter, her mother, and was a lady named Juanita Jones. Was a member of this church. I admired her a lot. She was really good. Can't think nobody else.
Who were your role models?
Well, a lady named Miss Elizabeth Davis lived on 14th Street Southwest, and Mrs. Julia Chappell, and I admired those. They was Mrs. Julia Chappell, she's the one started me to go into this church, Jerusalem. She invited me to come shortly after we moved to Roanoke. And her granddaughter, my oldest daughter, were good friends. And then she had got me to come to church, and I started going to church here, and I joined here in Jerusalem in 1956.
Mm-hmm. How has Roanoke changed over the past, I guess, 55 years?
Yeah, it changed a lot. I mean, when we moved here, they had four high schools, mm-hmm. and Jefferson, Addison, Patrick Henry, and William Fleming. Mm-hmm. And now they only have two, William Fleming and Patrick Henry. And then we didn't have any malls, I tell you. Now we have a bunch of them, a lot of them have folded. And there's been a lot of big changes. A lot of places have closed down, you know. A lot of changes, still changing. It has grown. Roanoke has really grown right. from its subdivision. But I like Roanoke. When I go away, I'm always glad to get back to Roanoke. I love it.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the closing of the silk mills?
Yes, I remember, but I didn't have anyone working there.
Really?
I didn't know anyone to work there. Yeah, I remember when it closed.
What jobs were available for men and women in Roanoke?
Well, a lot. The N&W, the schools, and like you say, the silk mill and all that. And there was a lot of jobs open for people. My husband, when he came here, he worked at the private club was inside of the Hotel Roanoke called the Pickwick Club. He was a bartender. And then they moved to Patrick Henry Hotel, but they folded. And then he went to Hotel Roanoke and worked as a doorman. Mm-hmm. But after we moved here, he stayed in West Virginia at the Greenbrier Hotel for, I guess, maybe 10 years after we moved here. And then he decided to come home and stay. And that's when he worked at this private club.
So when he worked in West Virginia, was he like commuting back and forth?
No, twice a week. They had a place called Quarters where they stayed. Mm-hmm. And he'd come. He was off on Mondays. He'd come Sunday night, and then he'd come back about Thursday night. But gas was cheaper than about
right.
35 cents a gallon at that time.
Yeah, I wish you would get back to that.
It'll never get back to that, no.
Okay.
That's true. And when I drove, I would drive, and he got me a car because, see, he was over there, and I needed the car with the children. And I could drive up to the filling station, and they would and ask for a dollar's worth of gas, mm-hmm. and then they would clean your windshield and look up under the hood of your car and check the oil and everything for a dollar. And when they started these self-service pumps, you know, I was scared. I got out, didn't know what to do, didn't even know how to open the tank to get. So but I soon learned how to self-service fill the station. And all that's changed, you know.
And is there anything else that we didn't cover that you'd like to share with us? Or?
No, I've enjoyed Roanoke. I still like Roanoke. I've traveled a lot. I joined this travel club, and we'd go somewhere every year, every summer, because in the summer I didn't work. I was free to go, and I would go on trips, but no matter where I'd go, I was always glad to get back to Roanoke. And it was pretty. Roanoke was real pretty and green in the summer and spring. I still prefer to live in Roanoke. I have my oldest daughter lives in New Jersey, and second daughter lives in Denver, Colorado, and third one in Maryland. My son lives in Fincastle. But when I go to visit them, I'm always glad to get back to Roanoke, because I think it's pretty nice. I'm glad I settled here.
Okay, well, thank you.